Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Okay, so welcome back to another exciting year of Mind Games, and it's about this time in January where we start to really look at our New Year's resolutions, and sadly, a lot of New Year's resolutions fail, and they start to fail about this, or don't succeed, they start to not succeed around this time in January. So it's not too late to save them, and I thought that what we would start off Mind Games this year with is a look at how we can save our New Year's resolutions and some three things that you can do to help get yourself back on track. So one of the biggest reasons why New Year's resolutions don't succeed is that there is a lack of pragmatism and a real lack of planning behind them. They're just more like ideas that people haven't really researched and thought about what it's going to actually take to change. That's the biggest reason. So here's what you can do when you see that your New Year's resolutions are starting to slip. The first thing is to ask yourself why they're slipping. Why would have to be the most powerful question we can ever ask ourselves. And the biggest question you can ask yourself this time of the year is, what could I be doing differently? Why isn't this change working for me? And starting to highlight some of the reasons, and then you can actually do something about it. The second thing is to go back to the list of reasons for why you want to change. Remind yourself why this change is important for you. And then by doing that, hopefully enhance your motivation. There might be some reasons why this change is really important that you've forgotten or that has slipped down the list of priorities. So you can enhance your motivation by doing that. And the third thing, the most important thing, might be that this time of year, mid to late January, might be time to sit down and think about changing or adapting our goals. Because we quite often get into the habit of trapping ourselves by setting our goals a certain way, and if we're unable to achieve them and we stick rigidly to those goals, we remain unable to achieve them. So we have to ask ourselves, is this still achievable? If I'd set myself a goal to get to the gym four times a week for 2011 and I haven't done so yet, can I change that goal and just try and make it more attainable? Can I just tell myself I need to get there one time this week? And by doing so, by making my goal a lot more attainable, to build on the success that I have and to celebrate that success. So pare back some of those goals and make them more attainable, because by doing so, we get a lot more encouragement. There's some tips for New Year's resolutions and how to get them back on track this year.